Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other cool things we have there on the website. Leslie Kossoff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the founder of Kossoff Management Consulting, which is an international consulting firm specializing in executive development, organizational excellence. She had what had to have been one of the coolest jobs that only somebody like me probably, not too many people would appreciate this, but I sure did. She was the assistant to Dr. W. Edwards Deming, the grandfather or the father or the patron saint of quality around the world. She worked for him, which I would have loved to have had a job like that. She's the author of the book Managing for Quality, as well as one of my very favorite books, Executive Thinking. Leslie, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thanks.
What are you? I know you've got some real pearls for small business owners, especially along the lines of executive thinking. What do you got on your mind today?
Well, you know, in part what you were talking about in the previous half hour, just the whole idea of why are you in business, doing what you're doing, and bringing that into your business almost as part of your strategy for building that larger entity that is. Really, you know, any business owner, and particularly small business owners, because it's the impact that you have as a small business owner is so very immediate on your employees, on your community, even on the business that you're in, just that space that you inhabit. The things that you do have a real ripple effect. And so right now, particularly because we're just on the verge of that upturn in the economy, I think that it's a wonderful time for the small business owners to really take a look at their businesses, take that executive view, go to the 30,000 feet and say, okay, this is where we are, this is where I want us to be, this is what I envisioned my organization as being now. Am I set up to be able to achieve these things? And what now, particularly at this moment of upturn, are the much grander opportunities that I have personally in my business and working with other businesses to make that dream come true?
You know, I want to read something, and you didn't know I was going to do this, and I didn't know I was going to do this, and I'm kind of impressed with myself that I can actually find this passage so quickly. But it's one of my favorites, and folks, what you were just talking about as you were saying all that, Leslie, made me think of Adam Smith.
Mm.
Adam Smith, the father of modern economics, and you know about his invisible hand concept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's a passage, folks, from about Smith that was written about him, and it's a quote from him as well that I think it talks about what you were saying, Leslie. Smith argued for free trade and industry, and in his most celebrated passage, asserted the ultimate benevolent effects of economic self-interest, according to which the individual, and this is a quote from Mr. Smith, the individual neither intends to promote the public interest, nor knows how much he is promoting it. He intends only his own gain, and he is in this, in as many other ways, led by an invisible hand to promote an end which is not part of his intention. By pursuing his own interests, he frequently promotes that of the society more effectually than when he really intends to promote it. Now, that's 225-year-old language for small business owners doing your job. You do a lot of good besides the things that maybe you can see.
Absolutely.
I love that invisible hand concept.
Yes.
It's one of the most remarkable watershed things that I've ever thought about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your point is so well taken, Leslie, because small business owners, you know, you're talking about why are we in business? You're out there promoting your own, you know, you're promoting your business. You're trying to do your own thing and seek financial success. But while you're doing that, you're making the lives better for your employees and for your customers and your community, as you said.
Absolutely. And that when you go right back to it, for all of the small business owners that I've ever spoken to or worked with, it's because they knew that they had a better way of doing it, that they could bring something more and better mm-hmm. to whatever their particular space was. They knew that they could do that, and the best of them do. In fact, all of them do to a greater or lesser extent, but those that are conscious of it do it even more.
Well, but look around your community, folks. Because you're in business, your community is the better for it. And there's nothing you can, there's none of that you can put on your balance sheet. You can put it on your balance sheet of life. That's where you can put it. 22, we'll be right back with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. We got more to come after these messages. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Adam Thierer, Beverly Williams, Jim Ballard, and Bert Folsom. One of the things we're going to be doing is celebrating Columbus Day. And also, Beverly Williams will be helping us get Home-Based Business Week kicked off. And so that's coming up on the next show. And we're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. And Leslie, I was talking about, I quoted Adam Smith a little bit ago, and I want to remind the audience, and they've heard me talk about this before. Folks, Adam Smith wrote those words I read a minute ago in 1776. And so it's been that long. He was from Scotland. And it's been that long, and yet you can walk into any bookstore right now and buy his words as if it were a bestseller. Now, Leslie, you know, 25 years from now, you know, when anybody contemplates one of my books, they're going to say, what? Blassingame who?
Mm-hmm.
But this is more than two centuries later. People are still reading this guy and quoting him.
Absolutely.
And so, if you know, I really think that it's a great he's a great resource. And I know you're a big disciple of Adam Smith as well.
Absolutely. And you know, the funny thing is, for all that he was, you know, he was discussed in the various courses that I took when I was in college a long time ago, not quite 225 years, but really close. What really has struck me more recently is the impact that he's still having on governments and social institutions mm-hmm. of the mm-hmm. application of his thinking to the way that we look at how policy needs to be set for the betterment of society.
He would have won, if he were alive today, he'd win the Nobel Prize for Economics probably year after year for how many years?
Oh, I know. You know, it's one of these situations where you wish it would really just be given posthumously, like, forever to the guy. True, yes.
But there are some, and some of his stuff's a little complicated and a little dense, but there are a lot of things there that small business owners, I think, should take into consideration. Is getting back to what you were talking about all the different ways that we need to value what we're doing and reminding ourselves why we're doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's, you know, and it's so easy to forget all of that when you're in the midst of worrying about making payroll you know, whether the supplies that you had ordered came in on time and were they what you wanted anyway. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of the immediate
back order that cost you a sale because, you know, and all that you counted on, that you were counting on to make payroll, as you say.
Absolutely. And that too, is very much the life of the small business owner. And, again, much more so the case than CEOs of mid-sized organizations, let alone the large ones, where the ripple is so small it's barely felt in those cases, whereas the immediacy on the small business side makes it all the more challenging for the small business owner to step back and remember, okay, look, this is why I started this business. This is what I wanted to achieve. This is what we've achieved up until now. And one of the things I think is unbelievably important right now at this point of upturn is to take a look back at the last couple of years and And to be able to say, and I've had this discussion recently with a number of small business owners here in the Bay Area where, you know, we've had such horrendous technology company blowouts, of course, but the ripple effect of that, the bubble bursting, as well as the larger economy, has been so gigantic on providers in all areas. And recently I've been spending a lot of time with small business owners like me. We've been talking about what these last couple or so years have meant. And the thing that I find is so important is to be able to look back and say, hey, look, we survived. More than anything, we survived. Some of us grew, some of us didn't. Some of us were barely able to hold on. But in no case was it a failure. The business may not have been operating the way that I wanted it to in the best of all possible worlds. It may not have been operating even close to how it was before the bubble burst, but we're still here. And,
you know,
and oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Leslie, that one of the things that I learned how to do, and it really saved me. I mean, it literally saved me, and I probably wouldn't even be here right now if I hadn't learned how to do this. And that was to, whenever one failure or one emergency or one catastrophe or one meltdown or whatever might have happened, one problem or one challenge happened, and it looked like it was going to, you know, maybe it appeared to maybe it was going to eat me alive, I looked around. Whenever that made me feel like a failure, made me feel like I, you know, was left wanting, was tried and, you know, tried and convicted and found wanting, I looked around to find things that I'd done right.
Mm-hmm.
I looked around to see, you know, if I didn't have enough revenue, I would look around and say, well, wait a minute. It's not because I've got a bad product or because I'm not delivering it properly. It's because we haven't been in business long enough, or it's because of, you know, something else. Not that I would lay blame on anything else, but the point is I would try to find something that I was doing that was positive.
Yes.
Because it's really, human beings are like the news. You know, Leslie, people died in a car wreck last night in communities all over the country, and it's going to be in the paper this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? 290 million people arrived safely.
Yes.
We tend to gravitate toward the negative in our news, and it's because of our human nature. And we've got to be careful not to do that as we run our businesses, don't we?
It's absolutely true. And what you're saying, you know, that finding that thing to be proud of, you know, like I said, very first level, you're still there. And then from that point, look at all of the things you did to make it be the case.
Absolutely. Well said, Leslie. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. She's the author of the book Executive Thinking. Folks, I want you to find this book. It will change your life. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're grooving with our good friend, Leslie Kossoff, the author of Managing for Quality and Executive Thinking. Both of these books are available wherever fine books are sold and a couple of places where they're not so fine. But also, you can find out more about them at Leslie's website. Leslie, give it to us, please.
It's www.kossoff.com.
Two S's, two F's.
Yes, two S's, two F's, and O's in the middle. It's K-O-S-S-O-F-F. And you'll read about me, you'll read about the books. I also write an e-column for Amazon.com called Executive Horizons. There's information about that. And
they can find out on your site how to link to Amazon and get your articles.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. To get my articles and to get my books, and also you can sign up for my periodic newsletter, the Kossoff Advisory.
Periodic meaning no schedule, is that right?
That is correct, because I tried so hard to keep to a schedule, but Jim, you're the only person I know who can do what you do.
Well, I don't have a life, Leslie.
Oh.
I'm the only guy who envies Data on the Star Trek Next Generation. I envy Data because he doesn't have to sleep. So,
I understand that.
Hey, now when they get to your website, Kossoff.com, they can subscribe to your periodic piece, and is that free?
It is.
Okay, it's free. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Whatever Leslie does, folks, you want to get it, you want to get a hold of it and find out more about it, because it's the best stuff and some really important things that I think small business owners need to know about. Leslie, let's wrap up the hour. What else you got to tell us?
The main thing, and you know, you and I were talking about this during the break, and actually I'm going to kind of defer to you on this because I don't want to misquote you too badly. We were, so that everyone knows, we were talking about how the greatest successes come from alloying your word failure to success, so that you actually use those things that you felt didn't happen the way that you wanted, were not what you wanted as the outcomes, but to step back and really look at what you did accomplish, what you did learn from that, what you won't do again, what you will do again, and then to bring that new level of knowledge to where you're taking your organization in its next steps. What I find in my own experience and with all of my clients and friends also is that when you do that objectively, in an unbiased way, don't get on your own case. Just look at it as almost like a research project. Mm-hmm. And learn from it, then what you find is that you can make leaps and bounds in terms of growth and development for yourself and your company by accepting what happened and turning it into a positive.
You know, Leslie, there's a whole genre of success literature.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of books and speeches and everything else about how to be successful. You know, the poster child for that is failure is not an option, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to start a genre called failure literature.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, the reason that I'm saying that is not because I like to fail, but because I know I am going to fail. I know that in some point in my life, I'm going to have a failure. I'm going to fail today. Something I'm going to do today I'm going to be unsuccessful at. Now, the key is that if you recognize that and if you focus on it and you use what you learned when you fail to your advantage, you won't have any failure meltdowns mm-hmm. where it takes you all the way down. Mm-hmm. But I really think that we should pay attention to the things that we did wrong and that we failed. So, I mean, to me, I think pure success, and I've known people who for most of their life have had nothing but successes. I think what that does is that creates dangerous ego. But success alloyed with failure creates a person who can actually maintain success over the highs and the lows.
Yes, absolutely, and create greater highs going forward for themselves
yep.
and everyone that they're involved with than they could have ever envisioned before.
I love this quote, and I've said it 1,000 times on this show, and I've forgotten who said it. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. He said, whoever it was said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. And boy, howdy, Leslie, if you and I had started out knowing what doesn't work, we'd be a lot better off, wouldn't we?
We certainly would. Absolutely.
Leslie, thank you for being here. Good job today. As always, it's great to have you on the show and to be part of our life.
Well, it's my pleasure always.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen, please check out the book Executive Thinking. Go to the library and look at it. I'm sure it's there. You want to find out what Leslie has to say there. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dream, and even sometimes your failures, that's what's important, folks. That's your successes and your failures. Without those, where would we be? This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.